From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. PetSmart has long distinguished itself among pet supply companies by refusing to sell dogs, cats, and until now, rabbits. But the country's largest pet store chain has reversed course. This summer, the company began selling baby bunnies at a few dozen stores around the country. It's a test run for a nationwide rollout. And as Renee Gattel reports for member station KJZZ, the move has its detractors.
At the PetSmart in Glendale, Arizona, northwest of Phoenix, employee Ashley Ryan is reaching into a glass display case that houses five dwarf rabbits. They're little gray and white puffballs that weigh about 2 pounds apiece.
They get fresh fruits and vegetables, fresh water, of course, day and night, and then fresh food day and night. And we give them, like, kales and carrots.
These rabbits may look innocent, but they're at the center of a hair-raising fight between PetSmart and rabbit owners.
We don't need any more rabbits in this community.
Kim Desilon is a volunteer with the Brambley Hedge Rabbit Rescue in Scottsdale. When she heard about PetSmart's decision to sell rabbits, she says she was flabbergasted.
I mean, PetSmart bases their reputation on adopting animals and finding amazing homes and assisting the rescue community. And my gosh, they have stated in years past that they would never sell rabbits.
Criticism of PetSmart's decision has been multiplying, like rabbits. The House Rabbit Society, the internet's first stop for rabbit owners, sent PetSmart an outraged letter.
Hello, babies. Here you go.
And at the Brambley Head Shelter in Scottsdale, volunteers feed homeless rabbits pellets and hay.
Here, I'll put it in your bowl. There you go, baby.
Aww. There are more than 120 bunnies here. Kim Desilon says it's common for a family to buy a rabbit as a pet and then have it not work out.
Look at Easter. 75% of these rabbits are from Easter, and they come back. And that is because rabbits bite, they scratch, they do not like to be held, and they take a lot of work.
But PetSmart plans to suspend sales in the weeks leading up to Easter. Spokesman Bruce Richardson says the company was ready for the bunny backlash.
We hear what they're saying. We are sensitive to what they're saying. We're taking what they're saying seriously, but at the same time, we want to study this fully and be able to provide some better information. And then we'll make a decision that will be the right one.
He admits they decided to start selling rabbits because there's money to be made. But he also says they're popular pets.
It's something that we've looked at for a long time. We recognize other retailers are providing them, and we just think that we can do it as well or better than anybody else.
Richardson says PetSmart remains committed to never selling puppies or kittens. It will continue to sell other small furry creatures, such as hamsters, guinea pigs, and mice, and is still deciding whether or not to go forward with a nationwide rollout of the rabbits. Bunny advocates, though, aren't giving up. Best Friends in Utah, one of the nation's largest animal sanctuaries, says it's gathered more than 30,000 signatures on a Stop the Bunny Sales petition. For NPR News, I'm Renee Gattel in Phoenix.
And moving on from bunnies, it turns out that a dog's life may not be all that bad, especially if the dog is named Trouble and was owned by the late Leona Helmsley. Helmsley, who died last week, left her pet Maltese $12 million in a trust fund, thereby guaranteeing that the dog will live the rest of her days in the lap of luxury. And according to the will, upon Trouble's death, her remains will be buried next to Helmsley's in the family mausoleum. As for Leona Helmsley's human relations, she left millions to her brother, who also is named as the caregiver for the dog. She left $5 million each to her two grandchildren, as long as they continue to visit their father's grave, and nothing to two other grandchildren. The rest of Helmsley's fortune, estimated to be in the billions, will be donated to charity.